Yo, welcome to the Two Broken NYC podcast. This right here is Johnny Facts. I'm right with my fellow co-host.
Flex. What's up, everybody?
And yo, we're going to talk about something that is very near and dear to our hearts. You know what I'm saying? Something that is a...
Yes. One of the most important things in our lives. And we're probably one of the most important things in a lot of people's lives. Am I right about that, Johnny?
Yes, like this is something that is in the milestone of every young adolescent's life to adulthood. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has experienced it. Everyone has been touched by it, has felt emotions about this. And what this is anime. You heard me. Anime.
That's right. Like, almost everyone today knows what anime is. Almost everyone today watches anime. But the amazing part is, how do most people get into anime? And let me start this off with how I got into anime, right, Johnny?
Mm-hmm.
So, growing up in, like, I'd say, first grade, second grade, third grade, I was watching shows like Dragon Ball Z, Pokemon, and Yu-Gi-Oh! All three shows are animes. What I didn't know was that these shows are animes. The main reason behind that, so Yu-Gi-Oh! Showed on WB back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Dragon Ball Z showed on Cartoon Network back in the day, especially Toonami. And Pokemon showed, if I remember correctly, both on Kids WB and Cartoon Network. I think Cartoon Network ended up taking it over at one point in time.
Yes.
I can't remember the whole timeline. So I never really knew that these shows were anime, right? And then here goes along the line, and in fifth grade, or actually, no, I'm mistaken. In sixth grade, I discovered Naruto. Right?
Believe it.
And I thought, yeah. So let me tell you, the first episode of Naruto I watched, right? I was going through Cartoon Network. They actually had a Naruto marathon, right? And they were showing the fight with Zabuza and Kakashi. You remember that fight, right, Johnny?
Yo, that's crazy, bro. It actually was my first time watching Naruto. And I saw Kakashi get inside the water prison. That's my first time seeing that, bro.
Yep. So Cartoon Network had the whole, like, they had a Naruto marathon, right? And they showed the whole Zabuza fight. So I watched it from pretty much as soon as Zabuza showed up. So when they ended up beating Zabuza in that fight, I'm like, wait, what is this? So then I jetted out a computer, pretty much like a year before that or so, right? So I I didn't know what Google was back then, but I went on CartoonNetwork.com, I find Naruto, and I see, you know, they only have, like, I think it was like 20-something episodes up or whatever. So then, yeah, the web browser that I used to use that time was Ask.com. You ever heard of that browser, Johnny? It was Ask.com.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, I went on there. I didn't even know what I was doing back then. Like, you know, like, Googling something wasn't even a thing back then. So I type in Naruto, and a Wikipedia page pops up. So I go on the Wikipedia page, and I see over 300 episodes. So now I'm lost. I'm like, what? 300 episodes? Cartoon Network only up to episode 20-something. So I then go back on ask.com, and I type in Naruto episode 300-something, right? It turned out that this episode that I typed in, Wikipedia at the time didn't differentiate between Naruto Shippuden and the regular Naruto, so it pops up, and it's the where Kakashi redid the test with Naruto and Sakura, but they were grown up. You remember that episode?
Mm-hmm. Here we come back.
I'm completely lost. I'm like, wait, Naruto's older, like, they have all this, but it isn't in English, obviously, it's in Japanese. So I go back on the Wikipedia page, I see the episodes, and I'm like, wait, holy crap, this is so far in advance, and as I'm reading, it's a Japanese anime. And I'm like, wow, like, everything, like, my mind is just blown. Like, there's a show from Japan, comes over to America, they pretty much dub it, that's what they call it, and they put it in English.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, this show has hundreds of episodes already. So, you know what I do right after that, Johnny?
You start watching all the shows in sub, because that is the superior way of listening to watching anime.
Obviously, so I had no choice but to watch it in sub, because there was only 25 episodes in English, while there's like over 300 episodes in reality. So I went and I just started from the next episode in Japanese, and I went all the way down. I watched all of Naruto in Japanese, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I do this, right? And then I catch up fairly quick. Like, I'm a subscription, man. I don't have anything else to do. And that's how I end up, like, learning about anime. But before I go into my next section, how did you find out about anime?
Okay. So just like you, when I was young, little, in elementary, all the shows I watched was on Saturday morning cartoons from Kids WB to Foxbox. So I'm watching One Piece, I'm watching Pokemon, I'm watching a little bit of, let me see, what else? Metabots, I'm watching, just like, because Foxbox had a lot of anime shows back in the day. Yeah, I didn't know about this, right? And when Toonami, when I watched Toonami, I saw Dragon Ball Z, I saw Naruto. When I stay up late, I watch Bleach, you know. But before I ever watched Bleach, because you know back in the day, your parents won't let you stay up past 12 because you're young, right? So when I found out that what I watched was anime was simply back in the old internet days. I was watching AMVs, anime music videos. I didn't even know what the AMV stands for, right? So I just checked out One Piece, and then suddenly the arc I used to watch back on 4Kids was up to the Crocodile arc, right? So when I was watching the AMV of One Piece, it was showing the arc where Robin get captured by the Navy and he was going to execute her. You know what I'm talking about? When Luffy first do Gear 2. As a kid watching, I was like, wait, what? He can do that? And then the next AMV I watched is Naruto, and I didn't even know what the Rasengan was, because I was still still watching the arc where Naruto was just doing the Junin exams. You know? And then at that point, I told my friends, and they don't believe me, saying, y'all don't believe me, man. You telling me that Naruto can summon chakra around his hand and use it like a bomb? You telling me you can do that? Nah, man, you lying. No, I'm telling the truth, bro. I'm telling the truth, man. And Luffy can go Gear Second. He turns pink.
That's the amazing part. Because of the internet, you was able to discover all these things. And you know, it's crazy that you mentioned Fox, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't even realize it, too, because I used to watch, like, Shaman King on Fox. What else they had on Fox? I watched One Piece, too, but...
Fighting Futon, I think, was also anime, too, if you know about that. Futon.
And the crazy part, right? I'm sure, like, majority of, like, the current 20-year-olds used to watch Fox back in the day, and they didn't even, like, if they never got into anime... But they like those shows. They probably never realized that they like the Japanese anime.
Yeah, because
it's crazy when you think about it. Like, you know, you would just think, you know,
remember Ultimate Muscle? Show, but
they're Japanese anime.
Yeah, they're not like if we didn't have the internet, we would never know. Like, I wouldn't know that Ultimate Muscle is an anime that actually the sequel to a previous anime called Kunikuman. And if you didn't know that, it's actually a sequel. It's actually a sequel of a previous show in Japan.
Okay. Yeah, and it's really crazy too, because if I never started digging into Naruto, right, I would have just watched out Naruto as it aired in English on Cartoon Network, because eventually they ended up, I'm not sure if they completed it in English yet now, but I mean, I know they're I did went through all the way to Shippuden. I obviously watched out the show in Japanese, but it's crazy to think about it. Like, the show was years behind, dude. Years behind.
Dude.
The fact that it was episode 20-something in English,
mm-hmm.
but in Japan, they already cleared over 300 episodes of Naruto, and now they're in Naruto Shippuden sequel.
Dude.
Like, that amazed me, and literally, like, as soon as I found that out, I just started watching, like, every episode. I caught up all the episodes of Naruto. I caught up all the way to Shippuden, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I made the second discovery, you know what that is?
Are you gonna talk about how it's like to catch up to the manga? They had to create some filler arcs.
First, I didn't even know a manga was, right? So I watched all the episodes of Naruto.
Mm-hmm.
I watched all the episodes of Naruto Shippuden. So then I go back on Wikipedia now, and I'm doing some more reading, and I'm like, wait, it's based off of a manga, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I Google Naruto, like, so I started doing a reading, and then I realized, so let me tell everybody what a manga is, right? So the manga is what the Japanese anime is based off of. First, the writer pretty much writes something in comic book format.
Mm-hmm.
And then these TV producers will then take that show and then produce it into a cartoon. Or an anime, which is where it receives the name anime. So they turn the manga, the comic book, into an anime. So I learned that, and I learned, obviously, the manga is ahead of the anime because they're writing it first and publishing it in the manga, and then they're converting it from the manga to the actual TV show. So now that I know the manga is way ahead, what do? I immediately search up Naruto manga, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to, so in Naruto Shippuden, right, when I catch up all the way, it's pretty much the Itachi, where Naruto and Kakashi fight Itachi, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's still like the beginning of it, whatever, like I catch up quick, like I'm watching Naruto like hours a day, like I get home from school at 3 o'clock, I'm watching till like 12 o'clock, so I catch up really quick. Do you know what's the first episode of the manga that I read?
So, on television, right, American television, you was at the arc where Naruto came back and trained with Jiraiya. They're already facing Itachi.
No. And in America, it's at like probably a Chunin exam by now.
Oh, okay. So you're at the Chunin exam.
Yeah. So in America, it's at the Chunin exam. In Japan, it is at the where Kakashi and Naruto and Sakura just fought like the clone of Itachi.
Whoa, that's a huge gap. That is a huge gap, yeah. Between wow.
So that's the gap between English and Japanese, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I like no life did until I caught up all the way to where the current Japanese episodes were. So then I discovered the manga. So now guess what episode was the first episode of the manga that I read. I don't think you'll guess it, but what do you think?
You was at the pain arc, weren't you? You saw Hinata die just for that one moment. When Hinata died. Just temporarily. You can talk about the arc where, like, Naruto learns the sixth age?
No, the manga didn't get that far yet.
Oh, okay.
Where the manga was, the first episode of the manga that I read was when Jiraiya died.
So, wait, that technically is the pain arc, but that's like the pre.
It is the pain arc, but Hinata dying is, I don't really care. Jiraiya dying, dude?
Whoa, wait a minute. How are you going to say you don't care about Hinata dying and Naruto, man? Yo, man, she's best girl out here, man. Like, yo, she.
Yes, but at the same time, she barely had any time in the show at that time. Like, literally, you have 15 minutes worth of context for her for the whole show by where I'm at right now. Jiraiya, on the other hand, he's a man that taught Naruto everything. And, like, that's, like, the teacher right there. And mm-hmm. You guys, that's the first thing that I see on the manga page.
Damn, dude. How old were you when you saw that? How old were you when you saw that?
I was in sixth grade, dude. Sixth grade.
Damn. So, I got a question for you, man. And while you was in the sixth grade, did what other kids did when they discovered that Santa Claus ain't real? Did you tell your friends? Just saying, like, yo, he's dead, man. Dry is dead. What?
No. It was worse than that, right? I was in denial, so I stopped believing, right? I stopped believing that the anime follows the manga, right? Mm-hmm. Literally. I stopped believing in it. I kept reading the manga because I'm curious. So, like, I read the manga all the way to the last one that aired, right? But I stopped believing that the anime followed the manga, and I would watch the anime every single week, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw them get all the way up to where Jiraiya's fighting Dean. I'm like, no, you know, they kill him in the manga, but they're gonna change this in the anime. It's not gonna happen. And then guess what happened when Jiraiya died?
He was crying like, yo, you didn't have to kill him like that. Bring him back. Yeah, bring Dragon Balls.
I'm still waiting for them to bring him back, bro. I'm waiting for them to do that Dragon Ball Z Naruto crossover, and then they use the Dragon Ball to bring him back.
Let me tell you something. I had the exact same experience with One Piece. So back in the day, right, when the American dub of One Piece had a lot of ups and downs, right? So originally, yeah, Foxbox had One Piece and stopped around the Chopper arc, I believe, and then it went to Cartoon Network for a little bit. Then it stopped around the Crocodile arc. And then after that, you could not really find any One Piece. So I had to go watch the sub. And then I got to read the manga. And then, like, dude, let me tell you something, man. When you were in the seventh grade and you're checking out an AMV of One Piece.
Yeah.
You should not type in, leave out all the rest. Because that is the most saddest song mix when you see the One Piece, see the Straw Hat crew pretty much get decimated by one of the Sea Lords. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, when Kuma destroyed them, bro.
Yeah, when you do play Leave Out the Rest by Linkin Park, when you are watching that, listening to that, and see Luffy's face, seeing all his friends supposedly die. Cause dude, I thought that was it. I thought the writer of One Piece gave the series a sad ending. I thought that was it for One Piece. I saw Luffy just seeing all his friends get killed back in the day. I'm like, yo, he killed them all? Oh shit. Right,
so now let me tell you my One Piece story, right? So I told you my Naruto story, right? Where I came over to the manga and first thing I read is Jiraiya dying, right?
Mm-hmm.
So freshman year of high school, one of my friends, like, I was friends with this guy since elementary school, middle school, we went to the same elementary school, the same middle school, the same high school, right? So ninth grade, I'm like, bro, so we talk about Naruto a lot, right? Mm-hmm. One of the first people I actually started, like, really talking about anime, because he watches it in Japanese, he reads the manga, and he's like, yo, dude, you saw the episode of One Piece? I'm like, no, what is that? So he's like, alright, there's an anime just like, well, not just like Naruto, but it's an anime. Go watch it. So I start watching it, right? One Piece had around 350 episodes at that time. Mm-hmm. I think somewhere around there, right? So I watch it. I catch up to it in like a month and a half, 2 months, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then I go and I'm like, alright, I gotta do the same thing as Naruto. I gotta jump into the current manga. And that's the thing, whenever I watch an anime, I never go back in the manga. I just go straight to the current manga, and I just go from there. I'm able to, like, put it together on my own somehow. And then, obviously, the anime catches up, so whatever I might have missed, I find it out eventually. Guess what's the first manga episode I read of One Piece?
Like, the first issue you read in One Piece manga?
Yeah.
Gotta be maybe the Ace? No, like Luffy was in jail, or he was with the Amazons for a little bit.
Literally, the first manga episode I read, Akainu's fist goes through Ace and kills him.
Oh.
First episode of Naruto manga, Jiraiya is dead. Literally.
Dude, you got a bad production manga right there, man.
First episode of One Piece, literally, Ace died. And once again, right?
Mm-hmm.
Once again, I go through the same thing. I'm like, nah, it doesn't follow. Like, it's like I didn't learn my lesson, you know? I'm like, it doesn't follow. Actually, so here's, if I remember correctly, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Jiraiya fight didn't air yet in anime. If I remember correctly, I was getting close to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Ace getting killed didn't air yet in One Piece. So I'm in denial for both of them. I'm like, Ace ain't gonna die. Jiraiya ain't gonna die. Eventually, it catches up in Naruto, Jiraiya dies.
Mm-hmm.
It catches up in One Piece. I'm like, nah, One Piece ain't gonna do this. Ace dies. I'm in like 9th grade or 10th grade at this point. Like, I remember I think a sick day from school, bro. I was stressed that day. Like, I think One Piece was to come out with it the Thursday or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that Friday, I can't go to school, man. I just laid up on that. I'm like, I give up. Like, I don't even want to watch anime. I don't want to read the manga anymore. I'm done.
Dude, I'm glad you didn't check out Fullmetal Alchemist, because that had a lot of character dubs that, like, you love those characters and they just get murked on Fullmetal Alchemist.
You know, I think what ruined it for me, right? I feel like I ruined it for myself, but the fact that I would watch the anime, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I would literally just read that they die. And now I'm in denial for like 2 to 3 years that this person can't die, and then they end up dying because, like, one of my favorite characters in the show. I'm like, holy crap, it's not gonna happen. Like One Piece, for instance, you see the whole, like, war to save East, and you know, you read the manga, you know he's gonna die, and then he still ends up dying, and like, holy crap, it's done.
Mm-hmm. Like, the
I think with Ace though it was kind of worse, because especially so, like, once I read that and then I'm watching it, I'm like, wait, Ace actually got free, he was running away,
mm-hmm.
he just turned back, and like, that's really what got him killed. Like,
well, he was to save Luffy. It was to save Luffy, because if he didn't jump back, Luffy would have got murked.
Yeah, but like, so, the only reason, too, is because he went back to Arcane and was talking shit about Whitebeard, and he's like, nah, man. And then, like, that messed up. Like, he was out, and he was running. Like, they could have gotten out, man. It was ridiculous. And I remember the one scene in the anime, after Arcane kills him. You remember when Garp got pissed that Ace got killed? He was about to...
Yes, and his buddy's like, and his buddy pretty much like got on the ground, and he just said, like, get off me, I'm gonna kill him.
Yeah, he's like, you better hold me, otherwise I'm gonna kill him. You know, that was one of the fights that I wish I could have. So, like, who do you think would have won that fight, a Garp or a Kiba?
See, that one's kind of hard, man, because I think it's like a Kino would do it because his magma fist, but then
yeah, you see. But, like, Garp is such a monster at the same time. And for everyone that's listening out there right now, before we even, like, divulge too much in the anime, and then ruin it for you guys if you didn't watch it yet, go watch One Piece and go watch Naruto. Mm-hmm. Like, you will genuinely love these shows. But what we're really curious is, DM us how you got into anime, how you discovered anime or manga. Like, just let us know. Let's see if you guys had similar stories to us. I'm really curious about that.
And yo, I'm going to give everyone here the challenge. I dare y'all to watch One Piece and Naruto from the first episode to the current episode. Okay? So for Naruto, don't start at Naruto Shippuden. I'm talking about the first original Naruto. Naruto was the outcast of his whole village. To him becoming Hokage. For One Piece, it gotta be when Luffy doesn't even have a ship. He's just in the ocean in a barrel trying to get some of his crew. trying to
get from Zoro all the way.
So
John, you're right. I actually completed the Naruto challenge already. So I finished Naruto and I rewatched it in 2018. I rewatched Naruto from episode 1.
That's good.
Naruto wasn't that bad to rewatch, though. One Piece, to everybody out there right now, and you don't know about it, has over 900 episodes. 900 episodes. It is the longest running Japanese anime right now. The manga has, I think, 70 volumes. The anime has over 900 episodes. And I think they're only 60% complete or nearing 60%. So it got. We'll meet Johnny and I'll be in our like 50s by the time they're done with it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Holy.
Unless Oda got an epiphany to add more stuff into it, so he's on Twitter, he's on like any website or into saying, you know something. I realize that the story needs more packing. I need to put more content in it. So instead of 70%, the work I put into it, you're now back at 30%.
Dude, that means you'll probably die before One Piece is done. Let's hope not, man. I want to finish that show in my lifetime.
We be in our deathbed. Just ask our grandkids, like, yo, read me the current chapter of One Piece. Granddad, you better die in like in 15 minutes. Don't you want to know? Don't it sound like you love us?
Like, did Luffy become the Pirate King?
No, Granddad. No.
Tell me now.
Tell me the truth.
They said next week's episode is gonna be the last one. Okay, well I'm gonna be alive till next week then. Tell the doctor not to pull the plug.
Your doctor tell you, sir, look, we can't extend it or else it's going to be painful for you. We don't got the meds to keep you alive without going through pain for you to watch the show. It's just a show. It's just a show.
Listen to me, Buster. I saw pain in Naruto. Don't tell me about pain. I will live until next week to finish One Piece.
You watched the last episode and the moment it's done, you're already gone. Like your grandkid is like, yo, granddad, you know it's great, right? Granddad?
He's like, yeah, done. That's it. I'm One Piece is one of those shows. It is my favorite anime right now, right? But, you know, I always had this theory as to why Naruto is more popular in America than One Piece, even though in my opinion One Piece is the better anime.
Okay, so what's the theory? Is it the catchphrase believe it? You know, when you're young, you tell your parents that you're gonna be something, you're gonna follow your dreams. Believe it.
No, but all right. So when you was younger, right? How popular was Dragon Ball Z?
Oh, super popular, man. I didn't even know the Dragon Ball Z I was watching came out in the 80s. I thought that was new. I thought that was honestly new back in the day.
Exactly, right? So now, this is my theory, right? Naruto reminded people of Dragon Ball Z. That's just been my theory. Like, when you watch it, you see the orange jumpsuit. You see the hair that Naruto got. With the Kyuubi, he would have like the orange chakra on them. It kind of reminded people of like Goku powering up. Mm-hmm. I felt like that just closely gave it Dragon Ball Z vibes. And a lot of the kids that were like, you know, fresh out of Dragon Ball Z 5th, 6th grade, like they jumped straight into Naruto. And it's probably why I'm pretty sure Naruto is the most popular Japanese anime in America. Like, they literally ran that from episode 1 they're gonna run it all if they didn't complete it in English yet to the last episode because it's that popular in America.
Yeah, Naruto when it came out to the States had a huge blow up. Blow up, like the merch all the merch being sold was mostly in America.
Yeah, and I think like my whole theory, like I'm gonna be dead 100% wrong, but I think it's just that Dragon Ball, I think it's that Goku's son or something, like, you know, like, you're kind of wondering, like, especially, like, everyone back in 5th, 6th grade, they see that in this era cartoon network, right around the same time Dragon Ball Z used to be showing, they see the orange jumpsuit, you see the yellow here, they see him powering up with his chakra, like, they're like, oh crap, it's very similar, let me just watch it. And then everyone just ends up falling in love with the show, like, it's insane.
And you know something too? Yo, anime is like one of the few genres of entertainment that has a broad audience. Everyone of different cultures, different class, different circumstance knows anime and watches anime. Cause look, you have people from the suburbs watching Naruto, people from the hood watching Naruto, people who that you don't even think is into Naruto is into Naruto.
Dude, I remember when I was in middle school, like, I'm talking to people about Naruto, and, like, you think about it. We were talking about the Japanese episode, not even the English episode. You have a show from Japan, and the audience in America is watching the Japanese one. They're reading the manga. Like, it was such a captivating show, and, like, because of that, people broadened their horizon. They tried to find other Japanese anime, and they started reading other mangas. But one of the things that I want to touch on, especially with Naruto and One Piece, like, they're such amazing shows, but one of the big things about them is their ability to drag on the show, dude.
Yes, because, dude, Naruto had so many filler arcs. During the first beginning season of Naruto.
Yeah.
Like, dude, how you have a filler arc right after Sasuke leaves the village?
But before we even talk about filler, right, people might not even know what we're talking about right now. So let me just explain it to everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like how we said it just now, right? The animated show follows the written manga, the comic book. So there's a time gap in between them.
Mm-hmm.
So what the TV show does is they put something in there, they make up something where the manga will keep producing episodes and will always stay ahead, because they don't want the actual animated show to catch up, because then they're kind of at a standstill.
Yeah.
So what Naruto did, Naruto created what's called filler arcs, and these filler arcs are made up storylines that will pop up out of nowhere a lot of times. And it'll have nothing to do with the current storyline or with the manga, just so the manga could continuously be ahead. And Naruto was so famous for this. Like, Naruto literally had, so, like, the original, I don't know if you know this, right, Johnny? So the original Naruto, I think it had like around 300 episodes, right?
Yes.
You do know that the last episode was 150, right? There was 200 episodes of filler.
Yeah, I know that. In the last season of the original Naruto was a filler arc.
The last seasons, actually, dude. Seasons. When the whole Rescue Sasuke arc, which was like between episodes like 110 to 150, those are the last episodes in the manga. After that, it goes into where he trades with Jiraiya, but instead, they do around 200 episodes of filler. You're looking at around 3 years of filler episodes. 3 years, you don't get anything related to the manga.
No.
Like, just imagine those kids out of Japan waiting there for 3 years for the show to really pick back up.
And they read the manga, it's like, yeah, I just want to see Naruto do the Sun Rasengan.
You just want to see it happen. So Naruto was so famous for that. Even
One Piece too.
After the
One Piece also.
Let's finish Naruto first, right?
Okay.
So to everybody that's listening, One Piece. Naruto used to do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
The crazy part. So Naruto sometimes they would make it go along well, where they would end one storyline and they would do it. But then there would be other times where it would literally be like the Shinobi War, where they were doing it, and then out of nowhere, in the middle of like a fight or something, it would be a filler episode.
Mm-hmm.
A completely unrelated filler episode. They were insane on it. But then One Piece took it to a different level. Instead of One Piece doing fillers, they dragged it. They dragged the episode. Literally, they were, if you watch an episode of One Piece, at times it would have 4 to 5 minutes worth of content.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the episode would just be something just like completely unrelated to the storyline. They'd just be dragging something on. Like, and for everyone that's listening, we talked about East getting killed. So there's a whole war behind that. And in that war, let's just say Luffy, the main character, he has to do something.
Mm-hmm.
It'll literally be him throwing his fist at somebody for about 2 to 3 minutes. And then the next 14 minutes, him running. Literally him running for 14 minutes.
And if it's not that...
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, and if it's not that, flashbacks. A lot of flashbacks.
Yep. It's insane, man. Like, So, Naruto is famous for the fillers, where they make up things. And One Piece is famous for the dragging on of episodes. Like, they just drag the episodes on to levels of unbelievableness. But, yeah, the storyline is so well. So, like, I can excuse them. So, that's two things, right? So, they have fillers. They drag. You know, it's the third thing.
Let me see. Fellas, they drag, and then the next way to, like, the next way to catch up to the anime. No, not catch up to the manga. I would say clip episodes. They just little clips.
They didn't end the show.
Okay. I forgot about that. Remember the original Full Metal Alchemist before Brotherhood? The original 2005 Full Metal Alchemist. It was following the manga until it completely matched it, and then they created a different ending for it. And then you had to wait a couple years later for them to pick back the anime, and then you can watch. Then they resume it. You know?
Yeah, dude. Bleach was So back when I was in high school, the three most popular animes.
The One big Piece, three.
Naruto, and Bleach, right? Those were literally the big three. Senior year of high school, Bleach announced that they're going to break. They'll be back soon, right?
Mm-hmm.
I graduated high school 2013. We're currently 2020. They said they'll be back soon. It's been 7 years and they're not back.
Well, they made the announcement, dude. Next year. Bleach come out next year.
No. I know, right? But like, think about it, right? Oh, how does soon translate into 7 years? 8 years, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
How? Like, I would have rather them have done fillers or something in between. Like, come on, that was ridiculous, dude.
Well, that is a lot of animes, though, because, like, you mentioned before Shaman King, right? The original Shaman King on Fox on Saturday mornings, right? It went up to, I believe, 50 episodes, and it did not cover everything within the manga. Actually, if you read the manga, right, it skipped a couple scenes from the manga because some of the scenes were very, like, say, bloody. You can't show blood in a children's audience, but it didn't fully caught up to the manga. You know, it caught up to the manga and had ended it early, right? So now they made the announcement that next year, 2021, Shaman King is coming back and is going to follow the manga faithfully. Faithfully. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what it is, too? And I think this is the most amazing part about anime, right? And a show can go on break for years, literally. Like, Bleach is going on break for 8 years. Shaman King, longer than 8 years. Naruto had 3 years of fillers.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't, like, they will come back and they will recapture their audience. And it's just because the storylines in anime, it's so good. The character development in anime is just, it's unreal. Like, you get so emotionally attached to these characters. You're literally invested in them because you want to see them grow. you're watching them grow. And in my opinion, I don't think there's a lot of American cartoons that provide that type of character development, that type of dramatic storyline. Like, Naruto touched everything from him being pretty much a foster child, no parents,
mm-hmm.
him finding a teacher, him finding like a father figure, him making friends, you know, like getting married to Hinata, having his own, like, you see all of this development, and it's still, at the end of the day, it's still technically a cartoon. But that's the amazing part, is just, you know, that storyline is so captivating in Japanese anime.
And
that they can say, hey, I'm going to be back later, and then they pop back in 10 years down the line, and be like, alright, I was waiting for you the whole time, let's go.
Yeah, like, when it comes to anime, right, the possibility of, say, of the anime ending early, and for the anime to come back is real compared to, like, an American television show, right? Like, if a show gets canceled, like, say, Lost got canceled or Heroes got canceled, that's it, right? If it's canceled, it's canceled. The likelihood of it coming back is not a lot. But if it's anime, if we're talking anime, we're talking about Blue Exorcist, we're talking about D. Gray Man, we're talking about Full Metal Alchemist, the likelihood of the anime coming back is real. All you gotta... Even rumors. You would hear rumors every day of anime coming back. What, they bring it back? They bring this back?
You know, let's just say they come back with one thing, but at the end of the day, when a Japanese anime comes back, the audience is there, like, is there and it's supporting it like it never left. Like, they've been here since yesterday.
Mm-hmm. You know, people on Twitter saying, like, I'm going to rewatch the first, I'm going to watch Bleach again from the first episode so I can refresh my mind, so I can continue watching the new Bleach. I'm doing that. Like, you have, that's how dedicated the anime the audience is.
And the only reason they're so dedicated is because of how great these shows are. The shows, like, that's the biggest pro of anime. Like, these storylines are so captivating and so addictive. It doesn't matter how old you get. I started Naruto when I was in 6th grade. What was, how old? I'm not even sure. I think I was like 12 or 13.
And you said 6? If you were 6, yeah, you gotta be 11.
Yeah, so however old I was, right?
Mm-hmm.
From then to rewatching in 2018, like, that's only 2 years ago. Like, I was already done with college, yet I'm working a full-time job, and I'm out here rewatching Naruto because, you know, you can watch it as a kid, but you can also watch it as an adult. It's that good.
And, dude, when it comes to anime and manga, it's... The story is very well structured. The settings feels real. The themes, right? Because the difference between American entertainment versus, like, Japanese entertainment is they can choose to go deep with a theme or go light with it, or just go up and down on how the writer depends. And that's another thing too, between the difference between American and Japanese. For a manga, it's only one writer doing the whole work, right? The writer is doing the script. He's doing also the illustration, right? He's doing all the work and then releasing the manga to his publisher, and then it gets released to the public versus American entertainment, where there's a team of writers. Now, every manga fan, every anime fan knows this. If the writer, if the author of Naruto or One Piece is sick for a month, you are not getting no new chapters for that month. But if we got, say, Game of Thrones, if one writer is sick for the month, you're still going to get that. You still get that next episode every Sunday.
And you see, that provides consistency. And it provides that, like, growing... I feel like it provides that growing storyline. Like, and you can just relate to it more because of that. Like, let's just say, for instance, Teen Titans, right?
Mm-hmm.
Super popular show, like, American American cartoon show. Then they revamped it to Teen Titans Go. Like, it's completely different. There's no consistency. The guys that watch the original Teen Titans, I'm pretty sure a majority of them aren't fans of Teen Titans Go. Whereas Naruto was great. Then they revamped it to Naruto Shippuden, where Naruto was older. Same fan base, and heck, they even attracted a larger fan base then, because people started watching the original, and then they kept moving on. You know what I mean?
And it's because they have one writer, one author, right? So exactly. There's no debates on how they wanted to do a certain, like, a certain move, a certain direction, right? This one guy, since day one of writing this piece of art, has full control and full vision to write his story in his way, versus having a team where, like, you have to do, you're collaborating with each other, but at the same time, like, some people may have to, like, bite their tongue because the other person wants to have their turn and write in their storylines. And it just doesn't work that way, because, you know, son, too, since you mentioned it's time to go, Naruto, even during its Shippuden days, had a spinoff of a TV version of Naruto. And they both coexisted peacefully, versus in American, where you could have an action American show, and then cancel that show, and then have a kiddish, childish version of that show, and piss off the fan base.
Yeah.
For anime, you can please all the fan base by having spin-off shows continue while the main show is still going on, and everyone still gets a piece of that pie.
Exactly. I mean, you know, like, your Teen Titans Go, there's so much more that you wanted to see continue in the show, but you don't get to see it. But anime is one of those things where you want to see more, and if you decide to continue the show, you get to see it. Like, it's one of those amazing things, and this is one thing that I want everyone to, like, DM us too. Like, what's your favorite anime? Why is it your favorite anime? What do you think about the whole American cartoons versus the whole Japanese anime? Let us know your opinion, and we will 100% make an episode comparing the American cartoons to the Japanese anime. What do you think about that, Johnny?
Oh, we can definitely do that, man. Like,
that's too much for us to divulge right now for everybody. So let's save that for another episode. And guys, comment us, what's your favorite anime? What do you like more, American cartoons, Japanese animes? Why do you think Japanese anime is good? You know, just DM us everything, let us know, and we're going to provide those feedback back to you guys in a future episode.
And also, you know, give us some recommendations, you know what I'm saying? Just recommend us a couple new animes to watch. I'm curious, man, because, like, right now, I'm just re-watching the old Saint Seiya anime. I finished watching Saint Seiya Omega, so I'm going back to the original, the OG. And once I'm done, I'm trying to figure out the next anime, old school anime I want to watch, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Let's take up
that One Piece challenge, man.
Once I'm done with Saint Seiya, I will tackle that challenge. I will tackle the One Piece challenge. One Piece is a piece of art that you're just amazed at how long it's going and how solid the writing is. Because usually something running this long, there gotta be holes in the story, but there's none. Everything is covered.
Stop right there, right, Johnny? So that will be another episode for everybody. So if you heard it here, guys, we're gonna have an episode comparing the American cartoons to the Japanese anime, and we're gonna have a One Piece episode, because let's face it, it's probably the greatest Japanese anime made so far.
And if y'all don't think it is, you'll debate me in the comments. Debate us in the comments.
Yes, definitely DM us why as to why you think One Piece isn't the greatest anime. But with that being said, it's your boy Axel Flex.
Yo, it's Johnny Fax.
And we'll catch you guys later. Peace.
Yo.